Dear mistress, what possesses you to spurn the thing for which so many women yearn, to greet a marriage offer with streaming eyes and balk at saying yes to such a prize? If only someone asked my hand, there'd be no need to press the matter, believe you me. And I'd not find that yes was hard to say. I'd blurt a dozen yeses right away. Your little brother's tutor, who comes around to hear his daily lessons, was very sound when, telling us of nature's great design, he said that woman is like the ivy vine, which, clinging to its oak, grows lush and tall, but lacking that support, can't thrive at all. No truer words were ever spoken, ma'am, as well I know, poor sinner that I am. God rest my dear dead Jacques. Before he died, my eye was merry, my heart was satisfied. My cheeks were rosy and my body plump. Now I'm nothing but a sad old frump. Back in those sweet days when I had a man, I slept all winter without a warming pan. Small need there was to spread my sheets to dry. But now I shiver, even in July. Believe me, dearest mistress, there's nothing quite like having a husband next to you at night. If only for the cozy thought.